Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. If you're a boss of lumberjacks, you should make sure your employees are always gruntled.
Oh. Okay.
Because you wouldn't want them disgruntled.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story. If more deer behave this way, I probably wouldn't have such an issue with them.
Oh, God.
It's oh, dear.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of British Columbia, Canada, eh?
Oh, yeah, eh?
So people around British Columbia, Canada, they know how to interact with
deer.
Are you
going to say the whole thing every time you say it? I mean, this is one of those things. It's like people around Denver, Colorado, you wouldn't just keep saying Colorado every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. You're just doing the whole...
No.
It just seems like a lot. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seems like he's just getting... Yeah, does he think he gets paid by the word or something? What is he doing over there?
I don't know what I get paid, to be honest.
You get paid?
Okay. So they were in Canada, and they know how... There's lots of deer, right? So they know how to slow down on the roads, which you should never... Don't veer for deer. Don't veer for deer.
Just drive right through those little sons of...
Go and find them.
Yep.
Wherever they are, in the woods. Do what you need to do. Take them out, because I hate deer.
Yep.
Well, anyways, they found a deer in now you're messing me up. In Canada, who was wearing a high-vis vest.
Shut up. Like what construction guys
wear? Yes, on the road. This deer had a vest on.
Someone dressed him in a vest?
Well, they are investigating.
Oh.
And they don't know what happened. The conservation officer.
You did this whole story just for that pun, didn't you?
No. This is what they're doing.
He did it for deer, but the pun was just the cherry on top.
It is. So the Department of Conservation guy, he's like, look, I don't want to speculate, but deer aren't predisposed to wearing clothes. It's like, okay, thanks. You're in charge.
But I mean, now that deer is not going to get hit because cars are going to see it.
Yeah, if more deer did this, then I would have totaled so many cars, and I would...
TAC has a new initiative he wants on the ballot.
J-Bone.
Yeah. J-Bone!
Yeah, let's get these vests on the deers.
Vest up the deers. Hack will be the one who puts the vests on the deers.
Line up!
My story's from Austria.
Okay.
The hills are alive with it. Is that in Austria?
No, that is, but what's the name of the Terminator? What's that guy's...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't we use Austrian? Him for Germany. Oh. So now it's confusing.
But he's actually Austrian.
I know, but it's too late.
I just wanted to make sure I was clear.
You just made sure of whatever.
Because people get mad. Arnold's from Austria.
He is.
They texted.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, we'll do it like that then. So the guy, the boss man of the lumberjacks, caught one of his employees inside of his house.
What?
The employee used the chainsaw to cut a hole in his front door, then destroyed his furniture because he was grumpy. He went through a table. He went through an armchair.
No.
An armoire. A kitchen set.
Goodness.
And a wardrobe.
It's a lot.
That's a heavy sleeper.
Get to the chopper. When he was leaving, he said, I'll be back.
I knew that was coming up. Ah!
Yeah, just make sure if you're a boss of people, like I would just say, if you're the boss of anybody who uses sharp tools at all, right? Yeah.
Sure.
You don't want construction guys to be mad at you or...
No. I really like that, you know, you had the construction deer and then the disgruntled construction guy.
It was, we had it all
cute.
Today.
Yeah.
This is one of our finest hours.
Yeah.
All right, well...
That is so pathetic. It's terrible.
Those are all the stupid people we can find.
I'll be back. That's terrible. It got worse. I'm so sorry.
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.